Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back again to Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and I am so happy to be back with you all again. As I've told you all before, I do deeply apologize for being gone for half a week and the beginning of this week due to the fact of my husband having an accident and was in the hospital, so I was not able to come on and do any of my podcasts. I don't believe in allowing a team to do anything because this is something near and dear and personal to my heart. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Yesterday, we did some daily exercises for you to help strengthen your mind and 8 4 daily habits to strengthen your mind. These are practice exercises I want you to practice on every day that's going to help you strengthen your mind. Yesterday, we covered 4, which is be willing to learn. And like I told you, always be willing to learn something new. Be willing to adapt. Always adjust yourself to your circumstances, situations, and things that are thrown at you. Be a giver, number 3. Always give someone something straight from your heart. Don't expect anything in return. Because when you do that and you're giving, it's not true, it's not authentic, and the universe will not reward you with abundance. So be willing to give freely. Number 4, think outside of the box. Everything is not always going to be just right. It's not always going to be that type of pattern that you're looking for where you're in your comfort zone. So be willing to go outside of the box. Get uncomfortable. Be willing to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you're scared, try it anyway and see how you move forward in life and in business. So today we're going to go over the last 4, which is believe in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, who in the world is going to believe in you? These are things you have to instill in yourself daily. And it's a mental thing as well. That's why I said this is for strengthening your mind. Because it's not about what others have to say about you. It's what you have to say about yourself. So what you think about yourself is very, very important. And to me, I believe it's more important than what others say about you. Because people are going to have their own opinions and beliefs and whatever about you. It's up to you to have an opinion and belief about yourself. So you believe in yourself, push yourself to where you need to go, and you will get further in life. We all face challenges on a daily basis, but when you are firm and resolute about your desires, you achieve the things that you want in the most. So believe in yourself, be firm, and continue to praise yourself. Second one is be responsible. Your success and failures are all on you, not anyone else. Just like I said about believing in yourself, you are responsible for anything and everything that goes on in your life and in business because everything always falls on you. Although some people prefer to blame others, you can become mentally strong by admitting errors and taking responsibility for the challenges you face. Show others what needs to be done instead of retreating in fear and taking pride in overcoming your daily encounters. So, in that aspect, be responsible. When you have something going on in life, either at work or even at home as entrepreneurs, because I do speak with a lot of entrepreneurs, be responsible for your own success and failures. If something happens and you see that it was a failure, don't look at it as a negative thing. Look at what happened that got you to that point, what caused you to fail on whatever area you did. Learn from it and move on. Learn from your mistakes. Excuse me. Like I said, other people's like to play the game, blame game. No, do not blame anyone else. And like I told you, we're trying to strengthen our mind. This is a habit we're doing when it says become responsible. You become mentally strong by admitting your errors and taking responsibility for challenges that you face, for the challenges that you face. Because each time something happens, it's just like when you get ready to ride a bike and you get up on that bike and you fall off that bike and you're blaming someone else. No, there's no one to blame because there's concrete on the ground or there's rocks on the ground. You see what happened. You need to learn how to deal with that obstacle and keep going. You fall off your bike, you get back up, you get back on, you start riding again. And once you continue to learn from the failures as to what led you down to the ground, you will know not to do that again. So be responsible for yourself. make sure you make a mental note, strengthen your muscle, your mind muscle, in admitting your errors and take responsibility for the challenges that you face. Because once you do that, you'll be able to go further on in life. Not playing the blame game, but taking responsibility for your actions also helps strengthen you in growth in life. The next one is be self-aware. The right questions offer the right answers. It takes mental strength to understand your emotions, strengths, and weaknesses. Even when you're having a rough day, you still need to be self-aware. You still need to be able to understand what's going on around you. You are aware of what you need to do to find feet. You need to have the mental strength that you need to understand what's going on around you, to understand what your strengths are, to understand what your weaknesses are, and to understand your emotions, because you need to find out, okay, what's going on around me? What do I need to do to clear that from me and to become peaceful, to get that inner peace that I need in life? Assessing your emotions and knowing yourself can help you retain a calm attitude even during times of crisis. So make sure that you are always aware of your emotions, assessing your emotions, and making sure you know what's going on, no matter what's going on, so that you can keep peace in your life and also have a calm attitude, even when things seem like they're all chaotic. And the last one, assume control. In a fast-paced digital world, there are countless distractions. The future belongs to those who can assume control. Mentally strong people rise above negative situations and time-sucking distractions, which we're going to go over that one day on how to avoid, five ways to how to avoid distractions, but you need to learn how to assume control. You see how all these tie in together? Believing in yourself, being responsible, be self-aware, and assume control. See how all that comes together to tie your mind together so that you can have a strong mind? So make sure that in life and in business, you take these habits, daily habits, use them to strengthen your mind, believe in yourself, be responsible, be self-aware, and assume control. Yesterday, we went over four, which is be willing to learn. You're always going to need to learn. Always be educated. Always educate yourself on things that are around you in your business and in your life. Be willing to adapt because change is inevitable. Be a giver without expecting anything in return because God loves a cheerful heart. And think outside of the box. Always be willing to go outside of your comfort zone. Do the fearful. If you are scared of it, do it anyway. You have to learn how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I am your host, Karonda Glover. I thank you so much for tuning in today for another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. And I hope you all enjoy your exercises today. And don't forget, you can do this on a daily basis. It is 8 daily habits to strengthen your mind. So work on these 8 every day to help strengthen your mind, and you will have that positive mindset. We're going to be going over some affirmations as well this week. So that's going to help you with positivity and also strengthen your mind. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.